Hello, my loves. It's wonderful to be here with you. Hello, Lenny. Lenny jumped out at me because I know Lenny is a big fan of The Secret. So seeing his name in the room, it just kind of jumped out at me. But yeah, I knew a couple weeks ago that this is what I was going to be teaching. Although, of course, I didn't have any specific ideas about what I would be teaching or how I would be teaching. It's more that, the topic, the name kind of came to me. And that happens a lot when I teach on Saturday nights, is the name will come to me a couple weeks before I start teaching, and I really don't know exactly how that's going to fill itself out, the name. But then I trust that it does, and what happens then is, stuff starts coming to me. I go, oh, that's a part of that. Oh, that's a part of that. And I start noticing everything. So, a couple of weeks ago, the name that came to me, it's a rather long name, but I think it's perfect. The name that came to me was The Secret, Holy Spirit Style, also known as Seek Ye First the Kingdom. But I'm feeling now to go ahead and get formally started. And I always formally start the same way. And that is by asking the Holy Spirit to guide me and all of us tonight in this discussion. So, Holy Spirit, I give this entire discussion to you. And I ask you to please help us to see whatever we need to see and to realize whatever we need to realize. I ask you to come through any of us to share anything that needs to be shared or to ask anything that needs to be asked. And I also ask you to listen within each of our minds so that we may hear that which we need to hear. Amen. All right, guys, we're formal. We're formal now. The Holy Spirit has been invited in. So our warm-up is over and we're getting started. So I'm just going to start with my story. And again, if anybody at any time feels they want to say something, raise your hand and jump in because we are all a part of this flow. But I'm just going to start with my story because that's what's in my mind. But it's funny because The Secret actually came to me as proof of the secret itself. Here's a story for Charlotte, or whoever it was, Harriet that was asking. What literally happened for me is I was writing the Holy Spirit's interpretation of Ephesians, which is the law of love, which is really the same thing as the law of attraction or cause and effect, the law of cause and effect. And the Holy Spirit was teaching me the law of love, and I kind of felt like I got it. It was completely new to me. I hadn't heard of the law of attraction. This was the first time I ever heard about this was from the Holy Spirit within my own mind. So this was completely new to me, and I had this feeling that it was really, really important. And I also had this feeling like it was so new to me that it was kind of a slippery concept, and I felt like I needed help getting it. So what I said to the Holy Spirit was, Holy Spirit, I really, really want to get this. Please help me to see this clearly. About 2 hours later, didn't take long, about 2 hours later, the phone rang, and it was my friend, which we all know as Buddy from Mississippi. If you know him, you know him. Only Buddy from Mississippi was in North Carolina. He was up in Winston-Salem at another man's house, Gary Sigler, and they were watching this new movie. And he said right in the middle of the movie, he suddenly felt that he had to call me and tell me about the movie. And in fact, what he and Gary wanted to do was grab the movie and come down to my house and watch it with me. And I just started laughing because I knew right then what the movie was going to be about. I said, this is perfect, Buddy. I said, I know this is the answer to my prayer. Come on. So he and Gary came down to my house and put The Secret in. And certainly, it was absolutely what I needed to help me get the message that the Holy Spirit was teaching me about the law of love. It was absolutely perfect. And I ate it up, and they ended up giving it to me. They left it with me, so it's now mine. But the law of attraction brought the secret to me. The secret brought the secret to me. I had a very strong, very urgent now desire that said, Holy Spirit, I really want to get this. And within 2 hours, the phone call came. And within about 4 hours, I was sitting in my living room watching The Secret, and I had never even heard of it, before that morning, before Buddy called. So, so The Secret works. The Secret brought me The Secret. But after watching The Secret, And as I mentioned before, they say in The Secret, what do you want? What do you want? Focus on what you want. And so I decided to sit down and think about what I want. But to be perfectly honest, when I first sat down, I sat down more with what I would call the personality of Regina than I did with the Holy Spirit. So when I sat down with the personality of Regina and I wrote out what I wanted, I don't remember specifically what was on the list now, but I think it was probably some pretty typical stuff. There was probably money there, travel there, a better body there. I don't remember what it was. But whatever it was that I wrote down, as soon as I wrote it down, I looked at it, and there was something in me that said, no, that's not what I want, which was pretty amazing. Even though I thought I was making a list of what I wanted, when I got done with it, I looked at it, and it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't making my heart sing the way what you really want should make your heart sing. I was just like, no, that is not what I want. And in fact, the very next thought that came into my mind is, you know, this is all attached to the personality or the personhood. And if this is all I use The Secret for, is to get what the personality wants, I'm never going to move beyond the personality. And what I really want is to move beyond the personality. That's why this list isn't cutting it for me. These aren't my truest desires. They really weren't, and I recognize that. So then I decided that, when I looked at that and realized that what I thought I wanted wasn't what I wanted, it kind of left me not sure of what I wanted. It's like, well, if I don't want what I think I want, then what do I want, right? I didn't know. So I literally, at this time, now I think some of you may know that I seem to have quit hearing the Holy Spirit in words now. Every now and then it seems to come through with a message, but it's extremely rare now. But at this time, I was still definitely having daily conversations with the Holy Spirit in words. So what I decided to do was go to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, what do I want? I figured the Holy Spirit knew what I wanted. And in fact, this gets back to maybe what Lily Pond was saying a while ago when she said the secret works with unconscious desires. Well, what I was recognizing was that the Holy Spirit would know those true desires that for me were unconscious right now because I couldn't think of them. And if I went to the Holy Spirit and asked, what do I want? It would bring those truest desires, which were currently in my unconscious, up into my conscious mind so that I would have them in the conscious mind. So I did that. I went to the Holy Spirit and I said, what do I want? And the Holy Spirit gave me a list of 5 things. And what I'm going to do now is share that list with you. This is what I truly wanted, but was not aware of until I asked. The Holy Spirit gave me both a list of what I wanted and then what you could call a definition of each thing. So first, let me just read the list. And then I'll go through them again one by one and read each one again with its definition. But here's the 5 things that the Holy Spirit told me I wanted, which means I really do want it. These are my truest desires. Number 1, I wanted to listen to guidance in all things. That was a very true desire of mine. Number 2, I wanted joy for everyone. That was a true desire of mine. Number 3, I wanted to be helpful in all that I do. To be helpful in all that I do. This is great, Cliff. Thanks for writing these down. Number 4, to have faith in my truth and to bring only that into my awareness. To have faith in my truth and to bring only that into my awareness. Number 5, to know my connection to all things and to love all things as myself. To know my connection to all things and to love all things as myself. So those were the 5. Listen to guidance in all things, joy for everyone, to be helpful in all that I do, to have faith in my truth and to bring only that into my awareness, to know my connection to all things and to love all things as myself. The Holy Spirit said, that is what I really wanted. And that's when I felt my heart starting to sing. So the things that I thought I wanted, which were much more the worldly level things, they weren't even my truest desires. And if I had just stopped there and used the secret at that level, the end result would have been, I would have found out, you know, I may have attracted those things into my experience, but then I would have found they didn't make me happy. And the reason they didn't make me happy is they weren't my truest desires. I wasn't going deep enough. So now let me go through and tell you how the Holy Spirit defined each of my truest desires for me. The first one, again, listen to guidance in all things. And these are basically almost like affirmations. You know how the Secret recommends that you make a vision board, or that you set down every morning and you focus on the things that you want, you envision them, maybe you write them down as if you already have them. You know, the Secret has all of these techniques that you use in order to attract this to you. Well, basically, the definitions of what I want that the Holy Spirit gave me, those are really the affirmations. These are really the morning meditations. I would sit down every morning and meditate on these five little paragraphs. These paragraphs allowed me to envision what I truly wanted. In effect, even though they're words, they're the pictures that the Holy Spirit painted for me of what I want, so that I could literally use the secret, the visioning and the focus of the secret, to attract these truest desires into my experience. All right, so I could bring them to me. So here is what the Holy Spirit gave me to meditate on regarding listen to guidance in all things. I want only what the Holy Spirit wants. And because that is all that I want, that is all that I hear. That is all that I feel. I pause for a moment with an opening in my mind, and I know in confidence where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. There is no doubt, because the knowing is clear. The knowing is clear because that is all that I want. And at the time that the Holy Spirit gave this to me, I certainly had received guidance on a number of important things. Like I had already moved here. I was already writing NTI. But I could not at all say that I felt like I received guidance in all things. I felt like I received guidance in the big things. You know, my job as scribe for the Holy Spirit, I got my directions from the boss in that way. But in my daily life, you know, my personal life, my personal decisions, I still was not feeling like I knew how to know guidance. So you can see how this is written to get me to that point where I would know guidance in all things. I mean, I would know guidance in everything. We're talking every detail of my life. That's really what this is written for. And notice how it's written basically as if, you know, in effect, I'm already there. It's already all that I want. It's already all that I hear. It's already all that I feel. I'm already pausing for a moment. I already know in confidence. It's written in the present tense is the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me, even though it wasn't my present tense experience. So again, it's following the rules of the secret. Let me just read this to you one more time. I want only what the Holy Spirit wants. And because that is all that I want, that is all that I hear. That is all that I feel. I pause for a moment with an opening in my mind, and I know in confidence where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. There is no doubt, because the knowing is clear. The knowing is clear because that is all that I want. Hear how it's written in present tense. And, you know, of course, I meditated on this every morning, just like the Holy Spirit asked me to. I practiced the secret. And I can tell you that now this is much, much, much closer to my present experience. Now, It's honestly very seldom that I feel like I don't know my guidance. Now my guidance is at 95% of the time, in every moment, I feel like I know my guidance what to do. So this one I have already attracted into my experience in a significant way. I really feel very confident with the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wants me to say, wants me to do, where the Holy Spirit wants me to go. So I've already had this change of experience through the secret. Before I move on to the next one, I'll just stop and see if anybody has anything they want to ask or say about the first one. Yes, Steve and Lori, please take the mic.
Yeah, I guess I was listening, and I'm going to have to try and scroll back up to see where you told it, but I remember a while back you were here, Reverend Myron was talking, and also about then Reverend Lee mentioned something about something that was helpful was that last five sentences in the end of chapter 5 where it says, actually I like the whole last few paragraphs or more, but it says something like, I must have decided wrongly because I'm not at peace. I made the decision myself so I can decide otherwise. I want to decide otherwise because I want to be at peace. And then here's the part where it really seems to come in. It says like, I don't feel guilty because the Holy Spirit will undo all the consequences of my wrong decision if I will let him. And I think it goes, I choose to let him decide for God for me. So when you ask that question of the Holy Spirit, it's like, if this isn't what I really want, what do I really want? It almost sounds like Holy Spirit pretty much made that decision for you and shared that with you in these five things here. I want to listen to guidance or God in all things. I want joy for everyone. I want to be helpful and do all that. So actually, it seems like a really good example of doing that, you know. And the other thing I was going to share just briefly was like, I was in a place one time just like meditating in another room and I like overheard a conversation and it seemed like it had to do with the secret, but actually it had to do with a lot of the other things that it shows about trusting the Holy Spirit or something that's not there, just trusting in the power of the mind, because I heard a woman saying to another woman like, oh yeah, I did my whole what was it, the thing to do with astrological chart or something like that, and I wrote it all out and it all turned out to be true, you know. And in my mind I was thinking, well, wow, isn't that maybe just the power of your mind, that your mind is that powerful, and it's a perfect example of that. And I remember Dave the Wave, maybe last month or something like that, sharing about how he had some kind of medical operation or medical procedure that was supposed to last like exactly 2 or 4 or 6 years, and almost to the day that it was supposed to expire, it worked for him, and then all of a sudden it just stopped working, you know, just to the day. Maybe Dave remembers more about it, but it was like it seemed like it was like the power of the mind again, that these are all just examples of the power of the mind. And that's what I really liked about The Secret, was they share a lot about the examples of when the people put the power of their mind to it, whether, you know, they think it's coming from the real mind or the right mind or their whatever, they're just trusting in their mind really really makes it work, you know. And I think that's what we're trusting in the Holy Spirit or our true self or our true mind or whatever. And I think that's what, even like placebos work almost 40 or 50% of the time just because our mind is that powerful, you know. So yeah, it seemed like the perfect example of like letting God decide for you, or letting Holy Spirit decide for you what you wanted, which I guess for myself, I haven't really done it that way exactly, but I've tried as much as possible to let him decide for God for me and stuff like that. So thanks for letting me share. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to share that the mind is that powerful, and we see examples of it all the time, not just in Dave the Wave thinking your thoughts out loud first, or you know, I guess that's happened to me a couple of times too. I kind of asked you to elaborate, and that was about the next thing you were going to do and stuff like that. So just trusting that power of the mind is really, really helpful for me, I think. So thanks for letting me share again. Here goes.
Thank you, Steve. Dave, please take the mic.
You know, it sounds like this first one you're talking about is basically you're saying, I want to be in my right mind all the time. Because that's what listening and hearing and following the Holy Spirit is to be in your right mind all the time. And I've noticed with you, and you're so truthful and starkly so, that you come right out and you said, you know, this is all leading us to oneness with God. And everybody goes, yeah, let's all get one with God, you know. It's, you know, that's an enormous thing, you know. And you honestly come out and said, yeah, you were invited by the Holy Spirit to do just that. And you did pretty much what I did. It's like, whoa, you know. You kind of, wow, it's, you know, awe is reserved for God. And yes, it's striking, it strikes awe in your heart. But now you've taken that turn where you're saying, okay, if I am not going to, you know, go completely into God right now, I want this set up so that I've done everything within the illusion of being a separate person to undo that separate person in a kind of like orderly fashion. You know, like the Holy Spirit will lead you out comfortably. You don't have to rip the ego away, but comfortably, and you've set up a scenario for yourself that you're going home, completely home in your oneness with God, but, you know, very, very joyously, very lovingly, very peacefully, and that's the only way to do it, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you, Dave. And yeah, of course, as you know, the Holy Spirit gave me the five things, but I mean, the way you described it, that's exactly what it did. It is, because what Dave is referring to, in case some of you don't know, I did get to that point in my mind once that we might call the eye of the needle. I got to that enviable point, because that's how I would have felt about it in advance. I would have thought, wow, how wonderful to be there. I got to that enviable place in the mind where I understood. I mean, I was right back there at the tiny mat idea, right there, right back there at that first moment, and I could have chosen again and stepped out. And I ran like hell back here. As fast as I could. And in fact, the thought in my mind was I didn't even want to know what I saw. I didn't even want to know what I saw. So that's what he's talking about, that I ran. And so you're absolutely, oh, sorry about the phone. I didn't turn it off. It usually doesn't ring this time of night. Why don't we just take a few seconds of silence while it rings? Perfect. I've learned that if I just take silence while it rings, I ended up feeling like a little meditation going there, so it works out perfect. But anyway, so you're right. This is preparing me to get to that place within the illusion, that happy dream Lenny talked about that we have to walk through, getting my mind in exactly the right place so that the fear that is in the mind now evaporates, so that the next time I'm presented with that same opportunity, the fear won't make me run. You're absolutely right. That is what this is. So thanks for recognizing that. It is awesome. So let's go on to number two. All right, shall we? So the first one again was listen to guidance in all things. The second one is joy for everyone. And here is how the Holy Spirit wrote that out for me. I use my mind only for the extension of joy. I have compassion for the mind that does not know what it is, and I am always willing to remember for it. I ask the Holy Spirit how to give, and I give as I am asked. I am willing to receive that which brings joy to everyone. I live in trust and joy, and I know gratitude because trust and joy lead me in all things. And I really saw the number two one as the focus that would really help me to allow that fear to evaporate. Because if you listen to these words really clearly, this is taking fear out of everything. It's telling me how I see others, including those who seem to be totally asleep. You know, it's saying that what I see in them is their light. What I recognize in them is their light, even if they don't. That is what I'm always in touch with my brother. You know, it says that whatever Holy Spirit asks me to give to anyone, I give willingly. And also, I am willing to receive. I love this part, because this part really helped with my fear. I am willing to receive whatever brings joy to anyone. In other words, what that is saying is, you know, there's an acknowledgement here that I have chosen to live my life or volunteered to live my life in somewhat of a public way, and I share everything that happens in my life. Well, if my life begins to look like a life of sacrifice and hardship, not only is that more fear in my mind, that is more fear in the minds of the others who are observing me. And so when this says, I am willing to receive that which brings joy to everyone, that is saying not only does it bring joy to me, but that which I receive and others are watching me receive it, it actually helps to eliminate their fear. It helps them to be willing to take the steps with the Holy Spirit that I'm taking, because they learn through watching me that there is no sacrifice, and they learn through watching me that the Holy Spirit does take care of us. So that's really what that statement meant to me, and it was a statement that just says not only is the fear going to evaporate from my mind, but the fear is going to evaporate from the minds of those who are observing me. So let me go ahead and read this one more time. Again, notice that it's all written in the present tense, just like the secret teaches. That's how the Holy Spirit gave it to me, as if I currently do it. And of course, as you know, if you know me, you know not only am I getting better and better at doing it, but you also know that my life is beginning to definitely unfold this way. I am beginning to receive, in that way that brings joy to me, and it also seems to bring joy to others. In fact, the other day on Thursday we talked about the quote Holy Spirit role that I am on, and I listed several things that I've received in the last 6 months. So this one is also manifesting. This joy for everyone is now manifesting in my life. But let me read it for you. I use my mind only for the extension of joy. I have compassion for the mind that does not know what it is, and I am always willing to remember for it. I ask the Holy Spirit how to give, and I give as I am asked. I am willing to receive that which brings joy to everyone. I live in trust and joy, and I know gratitude because trust and joy lead me in all things. So I'll let go of the mic and see if anybody has anything they want to say about that one before we move on.
You know, I was driving down the street today and I thought to myself, how can I be happy if my brothers aren't with me? If they're still seeing the... How can I ever see clearly when my brothers aren't around me? And the point is, there is no brothers around me. There's only one God, one Son, and one ego mind. And so when you say, I'm going to bring joy, I want to bring joy to everyone else, you're basically saying, I want to bring joy to myself. There's only one of us here. And so this cop-out that I was going through about, I don't know, there's so many people that are in the ego mind and I'm walking amongst them and the vibrations are bringing me down. What a bunch of hooey. the fact is, and the way you're talking, Gina, you're almost not Gina already. You're acting just like the Holy Spirit. The bottom line is, there's only one of us here, and the only one has to get clear, and you straightened me up about this, Gina, a long time ago, is this one, the I am that I am. And that's all we're really doing. And so when you're bringing joy to everyone, that's a nice roundabout kind of way to just say, I'm bringing joy to the one Son. And that's all there is. And so... And in order for us to do it, we must recognize that the Son never went off into some dream. But, the more I hear you every day, Gina, I don't know that you're Gina anymore. I think you are the Holy Spirit. Anyway, I'll let go of the mic.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. And there is no doubt that that Gina is fading. There is no doubt about that. For those of you who know, I had the very first vision the Holy Spirit ever gave me was about each of us as a polka dot, and showed how the polka dots fade and then they disappear into the light. And it is true that I am a fading polka dot. And Cliff, I'm not planning to come back. You come with me. But I also know that there are many, many fading polka dots here. I have known many of you now for a few years almost. Actually, not quite a few years. A couple of years, I think, I've been in Pal Talk. And what I observe is that fading, going on all around me. And one thing that has happened for me very recently, like in June, was when I learned to literally see the enlightenment in everyone, literally. And I see it popping up in all kinds of people, people who, would never even begin to think of themselves as a fading polka dot. people who, might be said to be totally asleep. You might say this person is totally asleep, yet I'll hear that sentence come out of them, at just the right time. And I think that's their enlightenment right there. I'm learning to see the enlightenment in everyone. And that's really helpful, because what that means is, even though I still seem to talk about others, talk about friends, talk about, brothers, sisters, what's really happening for me is that I am starting to truly see our oneness in everyone. So I am realizing that, that language, that way of relating works perfect here. But what I am realizing is that that is not our reality. We are one mind. And in effect, if you and I are in a conversation, Dave, and if it doesn't matter whether you have an important realization or whether I have an important realization out of that conversation, either way, the one mind benefited. So I really am beginning to see us all as one. And this is where the giving and the receiving really does become the same, because it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who, quote, seems to benefit or who, quote, seems to take the next step up on the ladder, because it's all the same. And it allows me, it enables me to rejoice for everyone equally to the way I rejoice for myself. Steve, I noticed your hand go up for just a second. Did I steal your thunder again, or do you have something to say? Yeah, please take the mic.
Yeah, something was the matter. I had to push it two or three times just to get it to go on once. I have to say, though, like, in the last year and a half that I've been talking to you, I think you've always been one of the clearest channels that I've ever talked to. It always seemed like the Holy Spirit was speaking through you. I'd have to say that honestly, is that I never really heard much ego in your voice or that you were bragging. It always seemed like whatever we were talking about, the Holy Spirit was teaching me and you at the same time, and it might have been coming through your voice or coming through mine, but it always seemed like the Holy Spirit was just coming through as pure with you as anybody I've ever, as clear with you as anybody I've ever talked to that I can recall, So I just wanted to say that it just didn't seem like it happened to me in the last few months or 6 months or a year. It seemed like it happened to me for you right from the beginning. It was a very clear channel. It was like I never heard, I couldn't hardly detect any ego. So if I was looking to find anything in you, I couldn't see it to get it, So I just, to me, it was always very, very clear that you were teaching perfection over and over again until you learned it and stuff like that. And it always sounded to me like the Holy Spirit was coming through you as clear as anybody I've met. So just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, beloved Steve, but if you want to see the ego, come here and be Jasmine for a little while, because it does still pop up. But every time it pops up, I'm on it. I mean, every time it pops up, I'm on it. It does not pop up unnoticed. It's not allowed to just go. Yeah, it's busted. Every time I see it, it is busted and it is let go. But it does still pop up, and it seems to pop up most often with, Jasmine. But that's the way it is. The ones we live with, right? So I continually work on it, and it's popping up less and less and less. And I can observe the progress in my own mind. As I mentioned to you all the other day, I go to Myrtle Beach once a year, and that's really kind of fun to go back to the same place, the same environment once a year, because when you do that, you can literally observe the difference in your mind. You can see yourself perceiving the same things differently this year than you did last year. So Holy Spirit does say to celebrate this progress. It's really nothing to be, modest about. Celebrate it, because again, we're talking about the secret here. We're talking about focus. If we celebrate in gratitude, not in pride, but if we celebrate in gratitude our progress, if we really show joy for every shift in our mind in complete gratitude, that brings on more of those shifts. So I do celebrate, you know, the progress that I'm making. I'm really grateful for it. I know it all comes to me through the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, I'm not pretending like the ego is not there. You know, I have no desire to be a bliss ninny. My desire is to get to the point where, as a friend of mine put it in an email to me, I think it was yesterday, he said, I want to get to the point where there are no insecurities below this everything is so great feeling. And that's the way I feel too, that there are no more fears just below the surface of the everything is so great feeling. I really enjoy the everything is so great feeling, and I'm enjoying it more and more and more as it's coming more and more to me. But I'm also aware that that fear is still there. It's still under the surface. It's shrinking, but it's still there. And so I do still work on letting go of the ego. And I try to share that with you guys as honestly as I do the progress. I try to share both sides of that coin with you, because both sides of that coin are a part of the path. So...